26 Pirate Radio, Swedish Special Part 2. Let's cut this crap.
Tjena för helvete, like we say in Sweden. Hello for hell's sake, or something like that. Welcome to another blistering episode of the Freddy Six Pirate Radio Show. I hope you had a good time the last few weeks that I haven't podcasted anything. We're into the part two of the Sweden special. First track you heard, great band from my hometown, Umeå, The Hang-Ups. Great punk rock. Good work, guys. And then you heard Troublemakers with... that was actually Swedish. You could hear that on the lyrics. It wasn't English. It was Troublemakers with the City of Gothenburg, Staden Göteborg. A tribute to the city. There was a cover floating around on I don't know, MTV, but in Sweden we have ZTV, done by hardcore superstar and Luke, that made a cover of the Troublemakers Staden Göteborg, but it wasn't. I think the original it's way much better. Okay, we got a loads of good Swedish tunes coming up for you. Check this one out. Oh my god, that kicked some serious ass. That was The Generals with Portal to Paradise. Great tune. That's a kind of a tune you want to have when you drive your car down the highway and you just want to smash everybody in front of you that is just hitting the brakes all the time. And then, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, do you? Yeah? If you don't, I'll explain it to you in a letter if you write to me at lemster@hotmail.com. More Swedish music coming right up.
I'm gonna do a little song for you now that'll make you clap your hands, kick your feet, and as a matter of fact, it'll tear you up.
I'm programming glitch.
Yeah.
Rock 105.3.
We'll be right back.
Well, there you had three great Swedish songs. Two of them from the same band. You heard first. You heard Sator with the great party rock. They are excellent party rock band with their song called "I'd Rather Drink Than Talk." Then you had two songs from the Swedish group called Lake of Tears. First you heard Devil's Dinner, and then you heard pretty cool title for a song, Boogie Bubble. I really hope that this podcast will open up your mind for some Swedish music, to realize that we have more than ABBA, In Flames, Helicopters, and Backyard Babies and such bands. We have a lot of good bands out there that aren't known, and this podcast I'm really going to try to play all these bands that isn't that big but truly are great.
Give me an A! Give me an A! Give me an A!
KALS Olympia.
Wow, that really brought back some old memories. Shotgun Messiah brought back memories from far and beyond, from the time when I was 15. This is actually the 15th episode of the Freddy Six Pirate Radio Show, so it's my moped birthday in Sweden, you can drive a moped, motorcycle vehicle that can go for 30 kilometers an hour or 45 today if you go by the EU standards. So this is the 36 Pirate Radio Moped episode, actually. Well, we always listened to Shotgun Messiah when I was 15, when we raced our mopeds and drank folk beer with like 2.8 or 3.5 percentage of alcohol. That was some fun times. We drank like 8 or so of them, and then we just went out into the town and we just drove like maniacs on our mopeds, and we thought that was the coolest thing to do. Nowadays, kids, they sniff heroin when they are like in the fourth grade, and times have surely changed a lot. Sad but true. And the track before that, you heard a great Karlstad band called The Bones, really cool punk rock. I attended the House of Metal Festival this weekend in Umeå, and that was a blast. That was so much fun. Great arrangement by this girl, Petra, and her staff. I hope this will be a festival that will come back year after year, because it was really, really good. Loads of bands and indoors, three stages, loads of good bands. Entombed kicked ass over there. That was the fourth time I saw them, and I was kind of worried about now that Peter Shanwind and Peter and the guitarist, not Alex, I can't think of the name, Jürgen maybe, I'll check that up later, that they weren't part of the group anymore. But this time was it was the best time I've ever saw Entombed. LG kicked some serious ass, and it was maybe the best show I ever seen with Entombed. This new lineup, played a couple of songs from the new EP When in Sodom. Be sure to buy that, folks. And what else? Dream Evil, fun metal band. Soilwork, really good. The house was packed when they played. Pain, a great surprise. They were really good. I just heard their first album and the single from their second, but the whole show was awesome. Yeah. And it was a lot of fun to see some old pals. Hey Ronny, hey Jörgen, brothers Persson from Corner Creek, Hörnefors. Really cool to see you guys. And actually, the next episode, I'm going to play Ronny's kid brother Jörgen's band for you. I got a demo for free. Thanks. Tack så mycket. Much appreciated. And next time, I'm going to play that demo for you, so you can hear them some kind of Laplandish death metal, really cool stuff. Okay, yeah, be sure to check out my webpage at www.sickgun.podomatic.com. You can drop me a comment after each show, and maybe you can, if you would like a certain song to be played here on the radio show, you can drop me a comment and I will play that song for you, I promise. Or you can email me at lemster@hotmail.com. Maybe a love letter, hate letter, I don't know, send me money. I love money. Oh, enough of this bullshit that I'm talking about. More Swedish tunes. Nicke Andersson, the genius from Helicopter, ex-Entombed drummer, has a new kind of cool death metal band called Death Breath. And I'm going to play the first song from the first album. Nicke Andersson is actually playing drums here, like he did in Entombed, and you can hear certain similarities between Entombed and Death Breath. Really cool stuff. This is Death Breath with Death Breath. Wow, boys and girls, that was great. Nicke Andersson, I think Nicke Andersson has certain style of drumming that you can compare with the early Motorhead drummer, Filthy Animal Taylor. He's got this certain, not slobby playing, but you know, he's got this, it's hard to explain, but I love Nicke Andersson's drum playing. It's kind of like Filthy Animal Taylor. He could be the stand-in for Filth Animal back in the days before 1992, when Mickey D, the Swedish excellent drummer, joined Motorhead. They got their talk about day and night when you're going to talk about different drums techniques or styles. Mickey D is on the other side of Filth Animal Taylor, but they have played in the same band. Well, enough about that. Back to the House of Metal in Umeå, day 2, Saturday. One band that I saw early back in the days was actually a special guest of Motorhead back in 1998 on their Snakebite Love tour. I saw them in Umeå at the Corona, at the university, and they opened up for Motorhead, and I can honestly say I was the only one who liked what I saw. Everybody else in there, they were like, you know, a Motorhead crowd is hard to flirt with, but not me. I'm a man whore when it comes to music. So, they had this special guest, and they came out on stage, and they actually had Mickey D like kicking them out on stage because they were so young and nervous and haven't. It was maybe their first tour, actual tour, to be special guest for a band, and they came out with all denim, and they kicked ass. I thought they were great, but the whole Motorhead crowd, like in between each song, they were like, "Yeah, boo boo, go off stage." The band are from Gothenburg. Now, when I saw them at House of Metal 2007, they have grown to become huge, to say the least. This is from their latest album, which is called Hardcore Superstar. And this is Hardcore Superstar with We Don't Celebrate Sundays. The crowd went nuts when they played this one. And now I'm going to play this one for you. The same song. So turn up the volume, go nuts, jump around, pogue around, do anything, headbang, play some air guitar. This is a perfect song for all these contents. Here you go. We'll be right back. Yeah, that was actually the last gig on their tour for Hardcore Superstar. And in a celebration to all the rock bands, they totally thrashed the stage after the show. And the crowd went nuts. All the kiddies, those from 18 and below, they thought that was the coolest thing they ever seen, and it was pretty cool. They thrashed the stage totally, broke the drum kit and crushed the amplifiers and so on, and that was cool to see. I'm going to play a song from the headliners, or the last band on the last day, Soilwork. Really good. The house was packed. This is from their 2003 album called Figure Number 5. This is a song called Overload.
Still, I'm burning my machines to work it out this time. Hell no, I won't today. Two times I'll make it happen. Three times I'll make it go. Overcome, make it run. I says to make it go. Now, I'm chasing what I've learned. To a people like this time. Getting back what they have burned. Two times I'll make it happen. Three times I'll make it go. Overload, suppose. Just to make it flow. Trusting the ways I'm up on the floor. A million times before I get things right. So fragile it hurts when I just fall apart. Right now. What I deserve. Just a foot trees may falter. Be back what make it turn. Four times will make it happen. Five times will make it go. Overrule from a true. That brings me everlasting pain.
I'm looking at the clock, and it seems like we're coming up to the end of the show. I could easily say that I could make part 3 and a part 4 and a part 5 of the Sweden Special, because Sweden has loads of good bands. I haven't even covered half of the bands that I think is really good. But maybe later on I will do another Sweden Special, nobody knows. And by the way, if you have an idea for a theme for the radio show, you can drop a comment at my guest book at www.sickan.podomatic.com. Drop it in the guest book after each show, and I will try to fulfill your wishes. Okay, the last song is a special request. I will play this one for Sandra, who helped me in a tricky situation at Saturday night at the House of Metal, because our designated driver got sick during the evening. I was sitting at the bar waiting for Payne to go on stage, and I only had one beer, but in the middle of that she sent me a message that said, "I am sick, I cannot drive you home tonight, I am sorry, and I understand that. I hope that you are okay, Ida, now that you are well." But that was kind of a tricky situation, because there wasn't any buses home that evening, or nothing at all, because, you know, it the concerts went on until, I don't know, maybe 1:30, 2 o'clock in the night. So by a coincidence, my friend Sandra was there, and we could take her car back to Vindeln so we could get home safely. So thanks, Sandra. This one goes out to you and the rest of the people there listening to the Freddy Six Pirate Radio Show. Until the next time, take care, many hugs, do something fun, and remember that life is all about rock and roll. Rock and roll is the only religion that never lets you down. That was a Lemmy quote. Lemmy, he got the best quotes. See? Okay, this is from In Flames' latest album, Come Clarity. This is Leeches. And headbang to this one, and take care until the next time. Puss och kram. Hej då för helvete!